Hare Krishna. Just as a point to keep in mind, things are very busy during GBC meetings. Generally they are, but specifically now, because of the ILS took so much time, so that means there's only 6 days or 7 days for the GBC meetings, which is quite short. That means it's quite intense, there's a lot of things to do, and I can't promise that I'll be able to do a podcast every day. But here's a podcast for today, and it's about how our GBC works and how we get resolutions through. Yesterday we spent most of the time discussing resolutions. Sometimes we discuss resolutions, which are, well, discuss proposals, and proposals become resolutions. Let me be a little more clear. And sometimes we discuss topics, issues, important issues, they may be of a personal nature, dealing with some personal issues. They may be, for instance, we'll be talking about ahimsa milk in a couple of days, as well as the female diksha guru topic. So these are other things that the GBC does. But yesterday we spent quite a bit of time on proposals. For instance, one proposal that devotees, when they really start chanting 16 rounds and following the regulative principles, that there should be some type of, not getting initiated, but when they first do that, that there should be some type of ceremony to commemorate their sort of commitment to Srila Prabhupada and strengthen their commitment to Srila Prabhupada. So these proposals, where do they come from? Well, they may come from any devotee in good standing in ISKCON, but they have to be sponsored by a GBC secretary. And they come to the GBC body. But before they come to the GBC body, they are worked on by what are called the deputies. Deputies are senior devotees from around the world who come to help the work of the GBC. They pre-digest the proposals. They're here before the GBC meetings, during the GBC meetings, for the length of the meeting. They discuss the proposals. They see that they're not, if they're not repetitive, in other words, if resolutions like that don't already exist, they discuss them and see their merits and demerits, and then they have a vote on those proposals as well. And that then comes to the GBC body, and we first take a preliminary discussion on these proposals. If they're lengthy, then they're in paper form as well. If they're short, they're just projected. And we discuss them and take a straw vote, a preliminary vote. And that preliminary vote also has recommendations from the GBC secretaries on what they would like to see changed, minor changes, and adjustments to the wording, the language, the message of that proposal. And then the deputies take it back. Sometimes they take it back to the proposer, or at least the sponsor of the proposer, if there's any significant changes, and if they're all right with that. And then it comes up another time to the GBC body, and this time it becomes a final vote. And once again, the GBC review those. This time, if they're not controversial topics, it may just go through very quickly. Otherwise, topics may be discussed for hours. Of course, that depends upon how much time is being allotted to each topic. And as I discussed earlier, because so little time this year because of the ILS for GBC meetings, so the meetings themselves are quite intense and demanding. So aside from starting from 9:45 and going till 6:30 in the evening, of course, with a lunch break, 2-hour lunch break. Aside from that, we also have other meetings. For instance, tomorrow I have a meeting at 7 a.m. in the morning. And those meetings may be in the morning, in the afternoon, after lunch, or in the evening itself. And then, of course, there's material to read. Proposals, larger proposals that sometimes we need to meditate on, email we have to get feedback on that goes back and forth amongst the GBC members, and finally, of course, keeping in touch with home base. So it makes for a very busy time, and that's why sometimes devotees don't necessarily understand. During GBC meetings, they come to GBC members and they want to talk. Where they're asking whether they're leading bhajans and so on. So no, it's quite an intense time. Time is at a premium, but to speak of our own energy levels and just the ability to focus and concentrate on things as we go along. But once that's finished, then we'll have the Kirtan Mela and Parikrama, and at that time things sort of ease up a little, although I have to admit that all of this intense meeting certainly takes its toll in different ways. And that's it for today, and let's see if we can be in touch tomorrow. Hare Krishna.